This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Pride Cups are not just about a rainbow on the field or the match on the day, but includes educational programs and information training for players, coaches and officials on how to stamp out discriminatory language and make your club more inclusive. It's one thing for a person to come in and tell a club in a regional space how they can improve things, but another thing entirely when a member of their own community does it. And that's what Ellison did in the lead up to the Shepparton Pride Cup, a local player who captured what it means and what it feels to know the clubs are supporting diversity and inclusion.
Well, thanks for having me here today. I was fortunate enough to speak with the two clubs after their training nights with Jason a couple of weeks ago, and that was a really affirming experience for me. I was incredibly nervous, and you couldn't hear a pin drop in the room of either of those rooms while the guys and the girls listened to what we had to say. And just the incredible amount of respect that we had from those groups. It was another part on my journey of just reaffirmation and feeling absolutely fantastic about being back in Shepparton. So my story, a quick rundown, I guess. I grew up in Dookie, and I still love Dookie, and I always will. I was part of the footy netball club there, playing netball. Always wanted to play footy, and I managed to play a few games in the midgets, which was, I think, 11 and under. Mum would only usually let me play if Dad was there, but sometimes I snuck out while she was on canteen duty. So that was good fun. I had one role model back then. There was a girl who was a couple of years older than me at the time, and she had actually paved the way for girls to play in the under-11s footy. I didn't realise it at the time. I just remember watching her going, wow, I want to do what she's doing. So I've managed to actually meet up with her a couple of weeks, last year, sorry. Her sister-in-law's playing for the Shep Bears now, and she came to watch a match, and it was amazing to have her there to watch, so that was very exciting. Anyway, grew up in Dookie in Shep, and went to school in Shep. As I was growing up, I started to think, I don't think I'm like the other girls. I think there's something different going on here, but I couldn't really quite put my finger on it. There wasn't really any discussion back in those days. I didn't even have a word for it. So eventually I found a word and went, ooh, homosexual. Okay, I'm going to go and look that up. So I went to the library in Shep and I found a pre-1960s psychology book, which unfortunately was written at a time when homosexuality was defined as a mental illness. And I went, oh, bugger. This is not great. I've got a mental illness. I can't tell anyone about this. I'm going to have to just keep this under wraps. Fair to say I was very, very scared at the time. So I kept things quiet for a while. You know, towards the end of high school, I told a couple of friends, and one key person who was really, really important to me at that time was a teacher I really trusted, and I confided in her, and I still appreciate to this day the support that she provided me at the time. The one adult in Shepparton that I could talk to and get support from. She will never know how important it was. I think, you know, there's times during that time where things were a bit shaky for me, and I don't know what the result would have been if I hadn't had that kind of support. So I'll always acknowledge her for that. I got to 18, and as, you know, most kids back in the 90s had to go to Melbourne to go to uni. There's a few more opportunities up here now, but part of me just couldn't wait because I thought, well, I can't be myself here in Shepparton. I need to go where there's other people. So I moved to Melbourne, and I found women's football. And that was just the best thing ever. I finally got to play football as an adult. I'd always loved footy. And what we found in Melbourne with footy was that very different to men's footy. Women's footy in Melbourne is predominantly lesbians. There's a lot of straight women as well, but I found myself a community, and I think that was the really, really key thing. I think it's a lot I believe it's a lot harder for guys to come out playing footy than it is for the girls. But for me, it was just an amazing experience of having a whole bunch of people that were the same as me around me, that we could talk and understand each other. And that really helped my transition moving from the, you know, from a very naive country girl moving to the city. And so for me, sport and clubs, whether it's footy, netball, soccer, whatever it is, are such a key link to community, and it provides an amazing support around people. It's like having an extra family or an extended family. So played footy in Melbourne for a number of years and had a ball, and then a couple of years ago my sister lost her husband in an accident, and we sort of sat on that for a little while, and my partner Kat, who's here today, said to me, you need to move home. You actually need to go and be closer to your sister. And I said, yep, I do. But I was a bit scared about moving back to Shep. And Ro has talked about, it was very interesting to hear your discussions about Shep, because that was how I felt when I left. And a pity you weren't there, you know, pity we couldn't get that a couple of years earlier, but it's a true acknowledgement of the service that you set up for those kids, because there was nothing, and it's so important that it's now happening. Anyway, we moved back to Shep and started to try and sort of, you know, meet some people in the community. And then all of a sudden we heard that Shep Bears were starting a football team. And I'd retired a couple of years before because my knees didn't really work anymore and everything hurt all week during winter. Like, there was just no relief. And I'd spend Sunday afternoon like the Michelin man, covered in ice. But I just couldn't miss the opportunity to be involved in footy back home, and I was so excited. So we joined the team and found ourselves another community back home in Shep. And I just never would have believed that I would have been able to do that. Play footy in Shep, but also have that community around me like that, making such good friends and a club that was embracing us as well. Now we're here today. Unfortunately, I don't play for the Shep Bears anymore. We live in Nathalia and they just started up a team this year. And we're walking distance to the footy oval. So it's a lot more convenient for us. They also wear purple, which is my favourite colour. But again, we've joined that club to join the community. You need to be part of clubs or groups to extend that sort of circle of support around you. And so we've joined the club there, and from walking down the street not really knowing anyone, now we can't go to the supermarket without allowing an extra 10-15 minutes because you run into someone and you've got to have a chat. So for us, that feeling of joining the community through the football club at Nathalia has been fantastic. But also, I think for a club like Shepparton to host, and Marupna as well, to join in, to host a club, a game like this is just really exciting for me. I never thought coming back to Shep that there would be so much acceptance, and having the out in the open day. The first one we went to there, I just sat there, just so surprised. It was so exciting. So it's fantastic that we've got you guys on board. Really, really proud of Shepparton and how far we've come, and how it makes it just so much easier for people like me to come home and feel like we're at home.
I just wanted to amplify Alison's words that, especially for young people who are living in rural and regional areas, who are keen to get involved in sport, to be able to have their community, their leaders, their sports heroes and mentors behind them, affirming their gender identity and their sexual orientation, their relationships and their families, is a really wonderful feeling. And there's nothing like being able to feel affirmed within the community that you belong to and the community that you love, especially when it's sport.
That was Alison and Damien Stevens from the Shepparton Pride Cup.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.